This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and what we can say with some certainty is that environmental justice projects are going to take a hit. On February 6th, the Trump administration rescinded the Justice 40 initiative. That cuts federal funding meant for climate change mitigation, pollution reduction, and clean energy in disadvantaged communities. That's going to have a direct impact on portions of Washtenaw County, and it's not the only area in which changing federal priorities may touch our community. Our guest today works in these arenas. Dr. Jelan White Newsom is the founder and CEO of Empowering a Green Environment and Economy, LLC. In the Biden administration, she was the federal chief environmental justice officer at the White House Council on Environmental Quality. And thank you so much for carving out time today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
Well, President Trump was very open about how busy his first 100 days would be, and he's always been critical of climate change initiatives and environmental regulation programs. So on one hand, none of what is happening should be a surprise. On the other, I do think the depth of change he is enacting has caught a number of people by surprise. How are you processing these changes?
Well, I mean, I think there are so many folks that are still in this cycle of shock and grief. And every day, because everything, there's always something happening every day. And when I think about what we tried to build with the Biden-Harris administration and the fact that the current administration has literally torn down everything, I don't know. I don't have words. It's hard to take, because it's not just about the infrastructure that was built. It's about the people that this current administration's actions are impacting. When you think about the Justice 40 initiative, the whole purpose was to make sure that we get a certain amount of funds to communities that have been disinvested, that have been really invisible, and are already dealing with pollution at extreme levels. And that's pollution that impacts the health of real people. That's asthma, that's not having access to water, that's having to depend on dirty forms of energy. And so when you think about the actions of this current administration, it's not just the money, it is the people that will be impacted now and into the future.
Well, before we start talking about the future, I want to step back into the past for just a moment. What role did you have in development and initial implementation of the Justice 40 initiative?
Yeah, so, I mean, President Biden and Vice President Harris had an awesome vision. And that vision was really grounded in what they heard from communities, Black and Brown, Indigenous, and poor folks across this community that said, hey, you know, we have places and spaces that have been ignored, that have not been invested in, that continue to deal with multiple forms of pollution, and we need to do something about it. And so the Justice 40 initiative had a goal that 40% of the overall resources would be directed at what we termed disadvantaged communities. Again, those communities that have been polluted, that have not been invested in. And so we basically re-envisioned how our federal agency partners worked, and they created programs that were directed at these communities, which was amazing. That had never happened in the federal government before.
How far along did Justice 40 get before now the program comes to an end?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, Justice 40 was not, again, it was about a culture change across the federal government. In our Office of Environmental Justice, which I led, our job was to make sure that, again, we advanced environmental justice across the White House, and we supported our federal agency partners to do just the same. And so Justice 40 was just one of the initiatives that every agency made a part of their mission, and they literally changed policy. They changed how they did grant distribution, how they figured out where they were going to focus, how they engaged and built relationships with community. So Justice 40, again, is more than the money. It was changing how the government did business. And we were very successful in that.
WEMU's Issues of the Environment conversation on environmental justice issues continues with Dr. Jelan White Newsom. She is founder and CEO of Empowering a Green Environment and Economy and a former White House official in charge of environmental justice during the Biden administration. Well, as a result of Justice 40 and the changes in culture, the city of Ann Arbor was awarded grant money to advance environmental justice. That program and its effectiveness in jeopardy. University of Michigan climate research initiatives could be at risk. The Washtenaw County Conservation District could lose employees because of cuts in federal funding. And EPA Region 5, which serves the Great Lakes region, that includes Washtenaw County, it's laying off workers and looking at program cuts, too. There's been virtually no time to assess longer-term impacts, but perhaps, given your work, you can give us some insight into the possibilities.
You know, I think with every crisis, there is an opportunity, and we are definitely in crisis mode now. And so when you think about the organizations that are being hit the hardest by these changes with the current administration, it is small community-based organizations that were relying on funds to pay their staff and have the capacity to function. It is research institutions that, again, are supporting that research to inform and change policy and protect the folks that need it the most. Right now, my call to action for our corporations throughout Michigan, for our philanthropic partners across Michigan, is that you have to step in and step up, because we don't know with this current federal government if funds will ever be unfrozen. We don't know what they're going to attack next. And so we have to make sure that we are creating an infrastructure that is going to sustain, that is not going to be relying on the federal government, to make sure that the shocks and the acute impact that we're feeling now will not, again, prevail.
There is going to be a great need for even greater collaboration between local government, nonprofits, and the business community, among others. There's a lot of overlap among these entities out there. Is there a path forward to better organizing and working collaboratively without the expense of overlap?
Definitely. And I think that is where it takes communication, organization, and coalition building. I mean, just as this current administration laid out Project 2025, we need a Project 2029. And that Project 2029 cannot be developed in the many silos that we often keep ourselves in. It can't be philanthropy making a plan. It can't be community-based organizations making a plan. It can't be our corporations making a plan. We have this wonderful opportunity to come together to really say, okay, this is where our strengths are. This is where we have resources. And this is the path that we're going to take that's going to really feed into this larger agenda. You know, again, I think we are here at this point now because we did not do that. We knew that one of the scenarios after the last election could be exactly where we are now. And so this is an opportunity for all of us, again, to come together in coalition and really figure out, like, what is the path that we need to take together and do that in a coordinated way.
As you talk about Project 2029, that's a good opportunity to look a little further forward. Ann Arbor has its A20 plan. It calls for reaching carbon neutrality by the year 2030. Washtenaw County wants to hit that mark by 2035. That was going to be a very tall task under the best of circumstances. In your estimation, does it become nearly impossible now?
You know, I don't think anything is impossible. I think what this time that we're in requires us to do is to be creative. And ultimately, while I so appreciate the federal government and having the honor and privilege to work at the federal government and knowing in many ways the federal government sets the pace and the tone for work on climate, on environmental justice, what I will also say, we cannot solely rely on the federal government, and that many of these efforts around climate and environmental justice are really local at heart. So the fact that we have Ann Arbor, who has always been, again, progressive in what they've tried to accomplish based, you know, on achieving different climate goals, because we know that we have very progressive and smart, savvy community-based organizations and leaders that know how to think creatively in a crisis, I am very hopeful that we can move forward and reach our goals. We're just going to have to be creative. We're going to have to, again, think outside the box, think about different partners that we haven't connected with, and really figure out how do we move without the reliance on the federal government. Now, again, on an international stage, definitely we would rely on the federal government to try and reach our larger carbon goals. But again, as we think about the impacts locally, that is really shifted and guided by community-based organizations, by municipalities, by our state governments. And it is our opportunity to make sure that we push our municipal, local, county, and state governments to not step back and fold in the face of fear, but continue to hold their moral compass in the right direction and continue to take risk and be fierce in making sure that we build a very strong, resilient economy and climate for everyone.
Well, there was a lot of optimism and energy in that statement, and I think that's probably a good time for us to bring our conversation to an end. Thank you so much for the time and the information today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, David. Take good care.
That is Dr. Jelan White Newsom, founder and CEO of Empowering a Green Environment and Economy, LLC. In the Biden administration, she was the federal chief environmental justice officer at the White House Council on Environmental Quality. Issues of the Environment is presented with support from the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.